What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go back to Kathleen. Kathleen, you had a question.
Yes, I was. I'll take your comments off air, but I wanted you to comment about what you think is going on with Netanyahu and Putin getting cozy. Seems very strange to me.
Well, I don't think it's all that strange here, because Netanyahu, I think, has come to the conclusion that he has pretty much used up the United States of America. And there's nothing much left. It's kind of an empty husk. And we're seeing countries all over the world that are looking at the potential collapse of the U.S. economy and thinking maybe it's time to start doing business with somebody who knows how to do business rather than with somebody who is just constantly making war.
Okay. Yeah, wow. Okay.
I mean, Netanyahu... You're welcome very much. Thank you for the phone call. Netanyahu is always demanding unflinching loyalty from the United States of America, but it's never been returned. Not one little tiny bit. All righty, getting on back to the news here. And now then, over in the war zones, Syria and Russia are engaging in major bombing of al-Nusra Front stronghold near Aleppo. What's happened is that the U.S.-backed terror groups have succeeded in breaching the siege that Syria and Russia had placed around there last week. And as a result, Russia and Syria are just piling on, destroying terrorist positions and eastern homes. There's even a report that Russia has gone on in and started courting the leadership of these various groups that are backed by the United States of America and offering them more money and support to fight ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And apparently, Putin's getting a very positive response because these U.S.-backed groups are not very happy with the way the U.S. has been supporting them. Now, over in Turkey, things are getting very, very tense. Erdogan is saying that he absolutely is going to bring back the death penalty after that failed coup. And Deputy Chairman of the Center-Left Republican People's Party, Namik Havutka, is saying it's time to close down the Incirlik Air Base and kick everybody out. Now, apparently Erdogan, I have to correct myself on that, had a huge rally in a show of strength. More than 1 million people backing him in his efforts to basically pull away from the United States and pivot toward Russia. This is a major foreign policy disaster. Meanwhile, there's another article over at the Canary talking about five explosive secret intelligence memos on Libya everybody must read. And absolutely, that is true. And some of the stuff that's contained in those memos is that France wanted control over Gaddafi's billions in gold and silver bullion. This was Hillary Clinton's 27 March 2011 memo. The U.S. and U.K. knew al-Qaeda terrorists were embedded in the rebel groups, yet gave them weapons anyway, from the same confidential intelligence brief. A secret Libya-to-Syria weapons pipeline was set up to fuel the devastating conflict in Syria, from a 12th of October 2012 Pentagon secret intelligence information brief. And we know that's what was going on. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were sending weapons to ISIS and al-Qaeda. At the same time, we were being told these people are our enemies, and that consulate in Benghazi was being used as the hub. Fake propaganda was planted in the media to make Gaddafi look like a fanatical monster that must be stopped at all costs. And don't forget that other memo came on out that said the gold dinar was one of the major reasons for the U.S. going into Libya. Now, another story coming out of Sputnik News. The U.S. Navy is making waves in the Black Sea in an attempt to curtail Russia's dominance, which is kind of a bizarre situation when you realize the U.S. and Europe are being the aggressors here. But it's always in terms of, oh, Russia's the bad guy. Russia's the bad guy. We've got to stop Russia, so forth and so on. The Tantrum Squad is back on my server if you're having trouble connecting right now. Another little interesting article. This came out of Investment Watch blog, and it's talking about the growing schism between Netanyahu and Obama, which is a major, major problem. And it's one of the reasons Netanyahu may be cozying up to Putin. And this article is speculating that if things are not resolved to Obama's satisfaction, that there may, in fact, be U.S. support for a U.N. resolution to create a state of Palestine. Now, Google Maps is under major fire because if you go to Google Maps or Google Earth, Palestine has been erased. It's just not there anymore. In fact, in Google Earth, I tried this myself. If you type in Palestine and do a search, it drops you into the Atlantic Ocean off the southwest coast of Africa. All right, we're going to do a quick shout out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network at this time. We're talking about the international news. And here, the propaganda is up there again. This is coming out of Huffington Post, who I would think by now would know better. Iran is ready to attack Israel. Oh, those gosh darn Iranians, they're getting ready to attack Israel. Evil, evil, evil Iran. Now, this is nonsense. Look at the history of the region, and you will see who it is who is constantly committing aggression against their neighbors. And it's not Iran. In fact, Iran has not initiated a war of aggression against another nation in over 200 years. Iran also knows that Israel has nuclear weapons, and they do not wish to have their country turned into a giant green glass parking lot. The only time Iran will use their military is if they're attacked first, which is, of course, what happened when Saddam attacked Iran on behalf of the United States. But they're out there pushing Iran bad, Russia bad, they're all bad, we're all good, they're all bad. And meanwhile, another little reminder here, the Department of Defense Inspector General has issued a report last week that says the Pentagon cannot account for $6.5 trillion. And any minute I'm expecting an airplane to crash into a building, because if you'll remember back on September 10th, 2001, Donald Rumsfeld had to get up and explain that, yes, the Pentagon had misplaced $3 trillion. It was here just a minute ago. We just don't know where it went. And it should have been the economic and defense scandal of the year. But 24 hours later, 9/11 happened and Rumsfeld was off the hook. What a lucky gentleman he was. Now then, as of this month, collective global quantitative easing is now running somewhere above $250 billion, with a B, dollars per month. And of course, every time they print up more money to give it to the financial people, the banks and everything, it erodes the value of the money in your pocket. They're literally stealing purchasing power from you by overprinting currency in order to hand the wealth to their cronies in those banks. That's the evils of inflation. And they're trying to hide just how bad the inflation is because it's an election year. Meanwhile, we're seeing a report out of Sputnik News. The U.S. has failed to drive a wedge between India and the rest of the BRICS nations. The U.S. had mounted this charm offensive with India. Come on back to the dollar. Come on back. We're sorry about that GMO BT cotton thing. It was a horrible tragedy with all the suicides. But we're, you know, come on back and rejoin us and let BRICS go. And India apparently said with polite respect, no, actually, BRICS is looking like the future and the Federal Reserve note is looking like the past. China's new Silk Road has accelerated Chinese-Russian relations. They're getting back together. And the reason is very simple. Russia is making deals. What is the U.S. making? Wars. We don't know how to make anything else anymore. America's products are poor quality, overpriced. Don't make very many of them anyway. Russia, Azerbaijan, and Iran are looking at new Caspian projects, major engineering, new pipelines that don't go through these choke points everybody's fighting over. They're even talking about the possibility of a new canal that would bypass the Suez. Now, Paul Craig Roberts is out with another article called Another Phony Jobs Report. And he's laying bare some of the shenanigans that the U.S. government likes to play to make things look better than they already are. We already know the unemployment number is a joke. There are 93 million Americans, legal American citizens, willing and able to work, who have not been able to find jobs for months, if not years. Now, Paul Craig Roberts is saying that the claimed creation of 200,000 jobs is arrived at statistically using something called the birth-death model that bases that new business ventures will create more unreported new jobs than the unreported job losses from business failures. Now, this is a completely made-up thing. And if you subtract out this made-up number, July saw a gain of only 55,000 jobs, which is not enough to keep up with population growth. Even that 55,000 figure is overstated, according to John Williams' report. It's all lies. It's all fraud. They're telling you the economy is doing great. Walk down the street of your nearby town or village. Look at the dilapidated conditions. Look at the retail vacancies. Look at the corrosion. It's just not there. This economy is not doing well. One good indicator, look at the commercials for cars. Those prices are amazing. They're absolutely amazing. Too bad we don't have the money to buy the cars even at those prices. Now, insurance giant Aetna is the latest health insurance provider to announce staggering losses on the Obamacare plans. They lost $300 million last year to Obamacare in just 15 states. Obamacare was a complete unmitigated disaster, which is why it's a joke for Obama to be stating that Donald Trump is unfit to be president. At least Donald Trump knows how to run a business. Obama has never done a business in his life. He doesn't know how one works. He's a community organizer. He gets crowds together and he gets them to shout and scream, and that's it. Look at the unmitigated disaster of Obamacare if you want to know who's fit to be president or not. All right, let's talk about the Olympics. As you know, they have started. I caught the fencing yesterday because that was my sport in college. And they're off to kind of a ragged start. Apparently, the security chief of the Rio Olympics was robbed at knife point. Because apparently, the security force of 85,000 is already spread so thin, there wasn't anybody around here. NBC is in a panic. The viewership of the Olympics is way down below what they were expecting, way down what they sold their ads for. And this includes Hillary Clinton's ads, because the Hillary campaign made a huge buy into the Olympics, and they're not going to get the bang for their buck there. And once again, CNN, showing how completely out of touch they are, got very critical over the fact that Michael Phelps, who's probably the greatest Olympic athlete we've had in recent times, was picked to carry the flag for the American team during the opening ceremonies. And CNN's host, W. Kamau Bell, described him as just a tall, successful, rich, white guy. And really, we should have had a woman, an African-American, and a Muslim to boot. Because right now, America has enough tall, successful, rich, white guys hogging the spotlight. Michael Phelps is not in the spotlight because he's a tall, rich, successful, white guy. He's in the spotlight because he won a bunch of those gold medals. And isn't that what the Olympics are supposed to be about? Achievement, not political correctness. And by the way, this thing about the doping scandal has just hit a new low. Along with the regular Olympics, there's been a tradition for a number of years now called the Paralympics, which is a group of games for people who have physical disabilities. They're in wheelchairs and so forth and so on. And it's hard to get a read on this. Obviously, we want the kids to have fun. But at the same time, it's like the old practice they had in England back in the 1800s, where if nothing else was going on, you'd go over to the insane asylum and watch people bang against the walls for entertainment value. But the International Paralympic Committee has confirmed a blanket ban on all Russians competing at the Paralympics, based on the recommendation from the World Anti-Doping Agency. Now, none of these kids have tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs. This World Anti-Doping Agency appears to have a political agenda. They've been pushing, ban all Russian athletes. We don't care if they're doped or not, because we have stories from a couple of former Russian doctors who've defected that maybe doping is going on. That's it. They haven't actually caught anybody with any of this stuff. But ban them all as a punishment. Zero tolerance for doping. Now, to their credit, the International Olympic Committee handed the decision on allowing Russians to compete to the individual committees for each separate event. And to their credit, they have allowed virtually all of the Russian athletes to compete, but never one to give up another chance to slap Russia across the face. The Paralympics have kicked out all their young people. Now, the tradition of the original Olympics was, while the games were taking place, all politics and war were set aside in the spirit of celebration of athletic accomplishment. I mean, that's really how it was. You'd have these two armies fighting each other, and then it would be the first day of the Olympics. They'd put their weapons down, they'd get together, and they'd have fun. Then when it was all over, they'd go back to doing whatever they were going to do. In the modern age, the Olympics have unfortunately become another political battlefield, and young athletes pay that price. All right, let's talk a little bit about computers going on. There is a new spyware out. It's called Sauron from the Lord of the Rings. It's attacking targets in Belgium, China, Russia, and Sweden. And it is supposedly the product of a previously unknown group called Strider, also from Lord of the Rings. And this is a cyber espionage system. It's not ransomware. It's not stealing your credit card information. And the security firm that found this, Symantec, says this software is clearly of interest to a nation state's intelligence services to spy on other people. Strider uses malware known as RemSec that was designed primarily for espionage. So we may be looking at the beginning of a real cyber war. Oh, but it's all Russia's fault. It's all Russia's fault. Another story coming out of threatpost.com. There's a new worm out there targeting industrial control systems called PLC Blaster for programmable logic control. And again, this is software malware that will go on out and infect industrial facilities, power stations, whatever, and cause physical damage in the world. This looks to be a new updated version of Stuxnet. We know who was out there playing with that stuff. And maybe or maybe not, this has something to do with Delta Airlines' problems today, because all their flights are on the ground. Their entire nationwide booking passenger system is down. And it's causing delays not just here in the U.S., Japan, Italy, and Great Britain. All the airport check-in systems, passenger advisory screens, the website, smartphone apps, everything was taken down by this failure. Maybe it's another form of malware, but it's going to cost Delta huge, huge amounts of money. Where's the NSA in all of this? Abusing themselves to porn, according to Edward Snowden. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Here we're going to go to the phones. Rich in Massachusetts, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Hope you're doing well. I just had a couple questions. I want to know your opinion. What you think the relationship with Trump and Netanyahu is? Because he sure seems to be saying things about cozying up to Israel all the time. And
well, so is Hillary.
As you know. Yeah, right. But as you know, we don't vote for Hillary. We're voting for Trump because he's supposed to be the antithesis of that. So I wanted to know what you might make of that. Also, you know, we're voting for Trump because he's supposed to be the antithesis of McCain and Paul Ryan, but yet we find him in the same bed. And I want to know what you really think, how you feel this is going to, you know, transpire out.
Well, first of all, again, Donald Trump is playing politics. He's trying to please the maximum number of people to get elected. But if you look at Israel's media, it is very clear that they would prefer Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump. They know that Hillary will not refuse Israel anything. Donald Trump has a dangerous streak of independence. That is not well suited to being a puppet ruler of a nation. So again, looking at this question from Israel's point of view, very clearly they are more in favor of Hillary. As far as the rest of it, I think it's time to shift the paradigm and stop focusing so much on reasons to vote for Trump and really start focusing on all the reasons why we should vote against Hillary Clinton. And I think we need to be doing that.
Yeah, well, you know, I've supported Trump all the way in. I donated to his campaign, but honestly, I can't stand Ryan, and McCain has just been horrendous and should have been out 20 years ago. But I tend to agree with you.
He may be out this time. He may be out this time. Apparently, his challenger, let me back up here on this one, was Dr. Kelly Ward. Apparently, Kelly is pulling ahead in the polls, and McCain may get his pink slip. I think they all need to be getting pink slips. Yeah, absolutely.
All the way. Now, can you tell me how the Ryan situation is? Is his challenger making any momentum? Or?
Yeah, Ryan is facing an uphill battle. And we're already seeing in some of the early elections that are already taking place where a lot of the established career politicians are getting kicked out. There's a real anti-incumbent fever sweeping this nation, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, Michael, that is good news, and you're singing music to my ears. I'm happy to hear it. Thank you so much. Keep up your fantastic work, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you for the kind words, and we're going to let you go and switch over to Dan in Canada. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I've got a lot of crabgrass growing on my lawn. Is this Russia that's doing this?
Absolutely. It's actually, Putin is doing a genetic experiment of his own. He's crossing marijuana with crabgrass in an effort to revolutionize, you know, the lawn care business. And yes, I did steal that from Caddyshack.
Oh, geez. Anyways, about a month and a half ago, you had a caller calling the show asking, like, what he can do. And you had mentioned, you know, tell everyone you know. Tell the person at the grocery checkout, that kind of thing. And that's a great idea. I've got a couple of bullet points that I made for myself, what I've been doing since, you know, I first saw Larry Silverstein talk about pulling it and seeing WTC7 and everything else under the sun. You can start a YouTube video channel. You don't have to use your real name on it. Mm-hmm. You can go on other social media, Google+, Facebook, Instagram, and just spread videos and memes. Memes are like pictures with words to it.
Yeah, I know. I do a lot of those myself
quite
here.
Potent. Yeah, I know. You make some great ones. Just get the word out that way. You know, there's this information age that we're living in. We have to use it to our advantage.
Absolutely.
I mean, let me
finish, because unfortunately we're coming up on a commercial break and I'm going to have to let you go. As I mentioned earlier in the show, every single one of you listening to this broadcast or reading my website, you are part of the independent media. And that's why you should take all these videos and all these articles and just send them to everybody that you know, because 300 million Americans sharing information among themselves is far more powerful than all the corporate media. And that's the way we need to start seeing ourselves. Okay? Thank you for the phone call, Dan. We got to take a break here, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain: safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion, 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. A little bit of a shocker. Apparently, George P. Bush, Jeb Bush's son, is supporting Donald Trump. Boy, I'd sure hate to be at their house for dinner tonight. Anyway, getting on back to this, we're talking about computers and that kind of stuff and all the problems that are out there. And we don't know what brought Delta down. Maybe it was just bad engineering, sloppy code writing, maybe a cyber attack. Maybe somebody is sending a message to Delta management, send us so much in bitcoins or you will not get a plane off the ground for the next month. But we do know there are cyber criminals out there. And we do know there's cyber espionage going on, cyber sabotage is going on, and then there is the crime against ordinary people. And the mighty NSA seems unable to deal with any of it. Complete waste of time and money, I think. Now then, apparently over in Android, this is according to the BBC, There are yet more serious security flaws that could give attackers complete access to the phone's data. Apparently the bugs were uncovered by Check Point researchers looking at software that's running on chipsets made by the U.S. firm Qualcomm. And these Qualcomm processors are found in about 900 million Android phones. So there really needs to be some fundamental changes to the way software and hardware is being organized. It is a critical infrastructure, and it ought to be handled like one, not this wild, wild west of script kiddies in their basements putting their college fund together off of other people's credit cards. Now then, Microsoft has rolled out the Windows 10 anniversary update. And I want to talk about sloppy code writing. We're looking at this article that came out from the Register over in Great Britain, where apparently the new Windows 10 anniversary update is crashing Windows 10 systems everywhere. And Microsoft's only response so far is, well, try uninstalling it and reinstalling it again. That's it. Now, there's another complaint, because apparently large numbers of people, and I'm one of them, you have your regular Microsoft operating system, and you will have other operating systems as well. This machine I built here has Windows 7 is the primary operating system. There's an XP for running some software that won't run on Windows 7, and then there's a Linux partition. And a lot of people do that. Linux is a great operating system if you're learning about computers and computer programming. It lets you talk to the bare metal. But apparently this Windows 10 anniversary update, as it installs, is hunting down and deleting Linux partitions. And apparently over at the Ubuntu community, which is one of the Linux variants out there, they're saying they're getting complaints from all their users that the anniversary edition of Windows 10 is simply erasing Linux partitions. There will be only one operating system on this machine, and that's the one that we forced on you. There's a lot of arrogance in American industry these days, and it's probably overcompensating for the growing awareness that the products they're putting out aren't very good. And they're hideously expensive. And certainly in the case of computers, it's not really working for you, the end user, so much as it's working for advertisers, for Microsoft, and for the U.S. government. One of the things Microsoft did on Windows 10 that had a lot of people upset is, rather than have their own servers to send out updates, they were using peer-to-peer technology on other people's computers to bucket brigade the updates along, which is a nice way to do it. But then when you talk about peer-to-peer in any other context, oh, that's a bad thing. You can't have that. And by the way, during Microsoft's free Windows 10 upgrade, some of the aggressive methods they use to get people to upgrade violate Microsoft's own policies regarding online presentation of product from their advertisers. All right, let's talk about Zika, because there's something going on down there that we need to be paying attention to. First of all, it has been confirmed that the species of mosquito that is spreading Zika down in Florida is the identical species with those GMO mosquitoes that were released a year ago. Big problem with that. And these mosquitoes carry not only Zika, but dengue, which is nasty. And it's another classic case. Oh, I got a great idea. Let's do this. And it doesn't work out because they don't think it all the way through. They don't look at the worst case scenario. I love the way the global warming people always talk about the precautionary principle. Even if there's a chance something could go wrong, we should not do this. And yet it's being done all the time. So there's an article over in Natural News basically saying that Zika is kind of being hyped because the explosion of brain defects they were warning about hasn't happened. It was a scare campaign because, yes, there's now a Zika vaccine that you can get. And there was even a racial aspect to this where they were talking about, you know, the Zika mosquitoes were selectively targeting black people. And anybody who's an entomologist knows that's nonsense. Mosquitoes hunt by following carbon dioxide. The color of your skin, your gender, your orientation is irrelevant to them. They could care less. Now, remember, Zika has been around for at least 60 years. The epidemic of microcephalic babies down in Brazil only happened the last 2 years, following a mandated vaccine campaign for pregnant women. But we have to protect the vaccine industry, so we'll blame Zika. Now, here's where it gets really into the twilight zone. Down in Florida, they have now started a major spraying campaign using a organophosphate pesticide called Naled. It's one of the most toxic, and it's been banned in a lot of countries. It has been proven to be dangerous to pregnant women. And yes, it can cause microcephaly. So what we have here is the government wants to fight the Zika virus, which they claim is the cause of microcephaly, with an insecticide that is a known cause of microcephaly. So, again, it's all about selling product, and they're not really thinking about anything else other than making the sale. Sorry about that. Okay, we got some, pardon me, we have some, hang on. We have some callers. I don't know what's wrong with my throat. We have some callers on the line. Kenny in Florida. Aloha, what's on your mind? Kenny, are you there?
I'm here. I heard a little bit of static there. I don't know what happened.
Well, we're having problems with our system, and I'm having problems with my throat. So, go ahead.
All right. You were talking earlier about Windows 10 updates deleting the Linux partitions.
Yes.
And I've noticed with a lot of, you know, when you update Windows or you update Linux, what it does is it updates the bootloader, so you don't have the option of dual booting Windows or Linux. So yeah. I would advise put in a Linux CD and just, you know, have it reinstall the bootloader, and then maybe they'll find out that the partitions are still there.
Well, my understanding is the physical partitions are overwritten, that Windows 10 is basically going back out, and when it prepares the disks for the install, for the upgrade, rather, it's changing those partitions, because we all know about the bootloaders. And, okay?
So you've confirmed that it is pretty much overwritten?
Well, we're going to have to look into it. We're going to have to look into it, because anybody who's a Linux user knows about that bootloader being an issue. And I can't imagine people whose Windows 10 updates are erasing Linux not understanding that they have to put that bootloader back in. And so, I'll go dig into it a little bit more. But the story was saying the Linux partitions themselves were being deleted.
Okay. So I wanted to give some clarification on that. I would advise maybe using a rescue disk or your Linux installed disk and just kind of...
I got a better idea, and that is that Microsoft starts to develop a healthy respect for their customers instead of trying to treat us like we're all morons and that they're in possession of our computers, even though that's actually pretty much what the end user license agreement on Windows says, is Windows has the right to do whatever they want to your machine, and you can't complain or else you will be denied the blessings of Microsoft's product.
Oh, I'm into that. That would be a lot better idea.
Yeah. Here's the problem. American industry, especially the software industry, has gotten very, very lazy, and over the last couple of decades, they have taken more of the work that they used to do and transferred it onto the end user, We'll let the end user find the problems. We'll let the end user install the patches. We'll let the end user clean up this mess here, because we need bigger bonuses here, and we're going to fire all of our software maintainers and quality assurance people. And Microsoft is letting thousands of people go right now, because they're rushing forward to this subscription model, where there will not be any new improvements to the system ever again, because everybody will pay for it month after month after month.
Well, I'm using Windows 10. I may just go back to Linux.
Well, I like Linux for code development. Obviously, for the animation and music work, I'm sort of compelled to stay with Windows. But I did give Windows 10 a fair and honest test. We had this laptop that was donated to my wife's choir to be her support machine, do playback and MIDI and the rest of it. And we allowed it to do the upgrade to Windows 10, and it was an unmitigated disaster. We hit the revert to your previous operating system option and discovered too late. It's not a perfect reversion, and the Windows 7 that we got back was seriously crippled. And ultimately, we just threw the machine in the trash. That was it. That was the end of it. Okay?
All righty. Well, I just wanted to throw that in. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you very much, and I seem to have gotten my voice back here. I have no idea what that was all about. We're going to switch to Rocky in Arizona. Aloha, Rocky. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thanks. Just a couple things real quick. One little humorous thing. Did you hear about the new cache of weapons that they found, that the moderate rebels had all United States weapons, but that video will never see the light of day because apparently they had their dash cams turned off. I thought that was kind of funny.
Before you go any further, because I have a comment on that. This video they came out with about how the rebels are capturing American weapons from friendly forces is a cover for the fact that the U.S. has been caught sending weapons into these rebel terrorist groups. And so now they're trying to say, oh, no, we weren't smuggling weapons to them. They're just capturing them from us, which is another way of saying we're losing the war, or the U.S. is losing the war.
Yes, definitely. And also, if you got a minute, I was watching this video that Sybil Edmonds had made. She took a trip, actually, out to New York to visit the NBC studios and try to get them to retract a story that they covered on the Turkish coup and the apparently false report that Erdogan was circling Germany and denied asylum in Germany. So yes, it was a very interesting video. It was almost like a documentary. You know, it began the exchange with the police. They were sequestered into one of those free speech zones, but they had many Turkish people show up from the local community there with high profile people locally, and they were in communication even with some Turkish parliament members that were possibly going to try to make it to this event as well. And at the end, all NBC did was they didn't allow them in the building, but they sent down a security representative to relay the message back upstairs to the bigwigs, and they refused basically to retract the story. But I thought the implications of this was huge, because if you bring something like that to the public's attention, that they were actively participating, I guess you could say, NBC, in the coup by providing false information, the implications of that are huge, because then everything that the media reports, then you have to question.
Well, you should be doing that anyway, based on long and very painful experience. But this story about Erdogan being over Germany and denied landing was a hoax that was designed to do exactly the same thing that the claims Donald Trump was going to drop out or that he's trailing in the polls now are designed to do, which is to discourage and undermine and dishearten his supporters. Because obviously that story about Erdogan being over Germany was meant to go back to Turkey and convince his supporters in Turkey they might as well just give up and go along with the coup.
Right. Well, it was a very interesting video. It was almost 2 hours long. They actually live streamed it. I didn't watch it live, but I watched it after. But it was very interesting to see what some of the people there had to say. Like I said, some of the local Turkish high-profile people there in New York spoke, and activists, I guess you could say. But, that was about it. I thought it was a huge story, to bring that out into the public's attention that NBC was actually perpetuating this you know, this lie that that we were just mentioning about Erdogan circling up Germany.
Yeah. Yeah, NBC got caught. And you're right. It shows they were complicit in this coup d'etat. Along with these two U.S. officials that Turkey has accused, and this cleric Gulen, who is known to be connected to the CIA. The U.S. botched this one. There's no other way to put it. There's no kind way to present this. The U.S. botched it up. This is a major foreign policy disaster.
Well, I'm sure most people know that, you know, anytime you see these military advisors, and, you know, they have a stake in this whole mess. You know, they either have stock in the weapons manufacturing or some part of it, or the uniforms or anything, you know, that the troops are using overseas. They're
yes.
part owners in these companies, so of course they want to perpetuate war. But anytime you see these advisors, whether it be any of the media outlets, and they always, you know, they get up there with the stars, or if they're retired, they have their expensive suits on, and they're basically spreading the lie, you know, on behalf of the Pentagon right through the news media.
That's right. That's exactly what they're doing. And they're paid very generously for it, and their stock options go on up. And, you know, we've seen time and time again where supposedly independent analysts turn out to be anything but independent. They're just another face of that same corporatocracy. Okay, well, listen,
you know, you just reminded me, there was no other media there covering that, whether it was mainstream or alternative media. They were the only ones there. I thought that was kind of strange, too.
Very, very telling. All right, well, listen, Rocky, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a
spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here and getting on back to the news here. Interesting little article coming out of David Stockman, ContraCorner.com. How the world was deceived about global warming and climate change. And it's actually a very lengthy article. It goes into a lot of the stuff that's in my ClimateGate article about what really controls climate here on Earth. And he talks about orbital perturbations, precession, change of tilt, as driving climate throughout all of time, and basically says this idea that humans have a significant impact on climate is pure politics, and it's deliberate and central to the exploitation of global warming and climate change as a vehicle to extract money and control over people. One of the major selling points, if you will, for the New World Order globalist government is that global warming or climate change during the cold months can only be solved with a global authority. There's no amount of local action that will have any impact whatsoever. And then they turn around and say, we all have to individually pay carbon taxes to solve the problem. And it reminds me of this quote by H.L. Mencken, which I put up on the page under this article. The whole aim of practical politics is to keep the populace alarmed and hence clamorous to be led to safety by menacing it with an endless series of hobgoblins, all of them imaginary. Whether it's human-caused global warming, the red menace, the yellow menace, whatever. That's how you are ruled. Government will tell you there's a problem, a threat out there, and only by obeying them can you avoid catastrophe. Basically, they create a problem. Then they'll offer to sell you the solution. Now, up in Vancouver, they had a sudden cold snap hit. Temperature unexpectedly plunged 10 degrees and gave them the second coldest August 2nd on record ever. We're heading into yet another early, hard winter here in the Northern Hemisphere. Now, down in New Zealand, where they're getting into their springtime, they're still getting a heavy weather there. And they're saying temperatures are set to plunge to minus 15 degrees centigrade across the South Island tonight. Their ski resorts are delighted. They get to stay open late. Delay their seasonal closing here. Apparently, parts of Norway are going to be getting August snow this week. It's human-caused global warming. Well, we can't call it that anymore. It's climate change. Climate always changes. Climate always changes. It always has. It always will. It was changing before humans showed up. It's going to go on changing after we are gone. Do humans have an impact on the climate? Yes. Is it significant? No. It's just another money-making control trick. Got to take a break for top of the hour station identification. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction?
A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.